Morning once again. Such a beautiful day. Number one, it's a beautiful day because we're allowed to be here. You know, it's amazing when you start preparing a lesson, you think, I'm going to prepare something that's not going to be talked about during class. You know what? I was wrong. It's nothing wrong. It happens. There's so much. But my title today is The World That Doesn't Change. We'll get to that point in a little bit. But when we talk about the world, today, the world is changing. It's always been changing. A lot of the changes is the technology we have. Today, we can get in our car, we can drive from one place to another in 30 minutes, what used to take people a day or 2 days to walk. It's amazing looking back on things as I was going through this, that how long it used to take for people to get information from one place to another. If you go back to 1841, it took 110 days for the news of the death of President William Henry Harrison to get to Los Angeles. Today, you can take, and pretty well instantly, with a smartphone, you can have information from around the world and know what's going on. So the world is constantly changing, but a lot of it is, like I said, through technology. There's been a lot of changes which we definitely benefit from. Number one, you don't have to walk everywhere. If you want to walk, you can walk, but you can go from place to place. You can get several miles away in a matter of minutes. You can take and sit in your house or this building and be comfortable. Some people, I'm sure it's a little cold compared to what I think, but you can be comfortable. You can be dry. You don't have to worry about in the wintertime that you're going to come in and be freezing cold. Or normally that's the other way around. It's normally cold for most women in the winter, in the summertime in here. But there's just the things that change. But you know, there are things that haven't changed from the beginning. If you think about it, there are things that have never changed, that's always been for us, or that's always been here. Unfortunately, the first thing that's been around since, I guess, the first time man quit listening to God is sin. The first time that man took and quit listening to God and, you know, that tree looks awful good. I think I'm going to eat that fruit. Sin's been in our lives. It's always been around. We know that the serpent tempted Eve, and then she took and talked to Adam and said, hey, you know, this fruit's not bad. Here comes sin in our lives. What would have happened if they wouldn't have ate the apple? We'll never know. I mean, it would have been, I'm sure it would have been glorious, but God knew it was going to happen. And that's why we're where we're at today. And you can see that actually in Genesis chapter 3. But if you think about the world today, a lot of us think that, you know, it is so much worse than what it was 50 years ago, 75 years ago, 1,000 years ago. None of us were alive then, but those were times that you didn't hear about things as fast, as quickly. But we're told in Ecclesiastes 1 and 9, all things continue the way they have been since the beginning. The same things will be done that have always been done. There is nothing new in this life. So he's telling us there that, you know, sin is always in our lives. It's always been there. It's always existed. And there's nothing new. And if you look at it from a perspective, a person will look at it and say, well, I bet they didn't have this back in 1,000 years ago. Just like if you go to Las Vegas, there is legalized prostitution. They had legalized prostitution in Roman times. It was in the temples of the gods. Homosexuality, that was something that's very prevalent today. It's a hot topic. But if you look back in on Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what was going on back then. That's why the cities were destroyed, was because that men were going away and sinning. And you can actually see that, I'll say, now I've lost my thought. But you can actually look back to the past and realize that, you know, it may be, I want to say it could be more prevalent today, because there's millions of people today compared to hundreds of thousands of people years ago. So yes, you're going, it's more prevalent. It's more known, unfortunately, because of our technology. You hear about something that happens instantly. It could take several days for something to get from one place to another before, and now it actually, within a matter of seconds, everybody knows what's going on. And we were kind of, and to see, I mean, to say that a lot of times you think, well, this is something new. This is something that's going to be, it's never happened before. It's never happened in the past. But in Ecclesiastes 1, verses 10 and 11, it says, someone might say, look at this new, but that thing has always been here. It has always been here before we were. People don't remember what had happened long ago in the future. They will not remember what is happening now, and later other people will not remember what the people before them did. So we're kind of getting told here that, you know, you don't always take and remember what happened in the past. We may not look at it that a lot of times we glorify the past and we call it the good old days. No, they're not. They really aren't that good. I mean, as far as looking at it, there was always hardships. But we don't remember a lot of what was going on in the past at the times of our or what our fathers went through. And the next generation's not going to remember what we went through. But it's always there. Nothing's changed. There's always going to be those struggles in life that we have to take and deal with. We're always going to have to deal with the devil and his temptations. Another thing which, when you look at it, there's actually, studying the Bible, I didn't realize it, there was actually, no, that was the other, that's the next one. I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. But always there's been a hell. There's always been a hell. And this is always, I mean, and we know there are several descriptions of what hell is in the Bible. It's a place of darkness. It's a place of everlasting destruction. And it's also a place of torment for those who do not follow God, those who fall away. And in Revelations, it talks about it. It says in Revelations 21 and 8, it says, but those who are cowards, those who refuse to believe, those who do terrible things, those who kill, those who sin sexually, those who do evil magic, those who worship idols, and those who tell lies, they will all have a place in the lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. So we hear, I mean, with that description, we know that there was hell. There's always been a hell. There's been a hell for the people that didn't follow God from the beginning of time until now. And then in 2 Thessalonians, it talks about it in the Easy Reading Version, verse 1 and 9, it says, they will be punished with a destruction that never ends. This will not be allowed to, or this, they will not be allowed to be with the Lord, but will be kept from his great power. And right there, that to me, that it would be total torment. No, I don't want to be on fire all the time, but to be separated from the Lord forever, and his power, and his love, and his glory, that's going to be the greatest torment of all. Because you have such a loving God. Yes, he does take and he disciplines us. There is no doubt. But he loves us. He wants us to be there and to take and to go away and not have that hope of any hope of all of ever getting out of what you're dealing with in hell would be just unbearable. That would be That would be the hardest part, not to ever think about being with God again. But on the bright side, there also has always been a heaven. And in the Bible, it's actually used for three different, the heaven is used three different times. It's used for the sky and the birds and the cloud, the birds that are in the sky, and for the clouds. It's also used when it's discussing the stars and the moon. It talks about heaven. But then there is the place that is talked about, which is the greatest of all, which is where our Creator and Savior lives. It talks about heaven. It talks about how beautiful heaven is. Human words cannot describe how beautiful heaven is. We can take and we can look at it and try and describe it. I mean, it's described as pure gold, which is clear. Talks about different walls, that the walls are of great jewels. I mean, everything that the way it's described is so beautiful, but that's just because that's what we're using human terminology to describe something that God created, and it can't be done. I can't imagine that you're going to walk up and yeah, there's going to be this beautiful, I mean, everything is going to be there, there's no doubt, but it's going to be so much better than we can ever imagine. Not because of all the jewels, not because of the gold. We're going to be walking around on gold. I mean, we think of gold as something precious here, and we're going to be walking on it in heaven. I mean, that's saying something. When you take and say, okay, one of the highest things, best things in your life or in the world, you're going to be walking on it there. I mean, we'll walk on dirt here. No, you're going to be walking around on pure gold. So that's going to be so glorious. And the reason it's going to be glorious, not because of all that, because it's God's going to be there. God in that heaven, God is there with us. We're going to be in His glory. So there's three things right there that have, even though the world changes, it's continued, that continuation is always there. Those three things have always been there. But there is a fourth thing that has been there from the beginning. Before the heavens, the earth, before anything, and that's God. God is the creator, like I said before, He is the creator. He is the one who created everything that we're living on here, that we have. He created us. He created every little animal, creature. And with His knowledge, sometimes I question some of the little creatures that He did create. Some people question whether or not we need spiders. Some people question whether or not we need snakes. Some people question whatever those questions are. But God's infinite wisdom and His infinite power, He knows what needs to be happening on this earth. And to take and put it in a way that in Revelation that we are told that God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. So what He's telling us there is, before time existed, before anything existed, He was there. While today, God is still here. And in the future, God will be there. The Alpha is the beginning. It is the start. The Omega is the end. And because of God, we know that, I mean, God has always been there. God was there before the heavens, the earth, what we know of heaven and earth today, the sky and the earth. Before us, before time existed, God was there. God was the creator. And because of His knowledge and His wisdom and His love, He decided to take and create this world. To have beings that would take and love Him. And He doesn't want us to love Him because we're fearful of Him. He doesn't want us to love Him because, what's God going to do to me? He wants us to love Him because of what He's done for us. He wants us to take and praise Him throughout our lives. Not because we have to, because we want to. God is there, has been there for us, for this world, since the beginning of time. And he does it because he does love us. He created man and woman to take and be on this earth, to spend time with them. I mean, I would love to have been back in the Garden of Eden and to be able to walk with the Lord. I mean, can you imagine what that would be like? I mean, you can think about it, but to take and know that you're out here working and all of a sudden the Lord's going to be there with you, walking and talking with you, that would be, I can't explain it. It would be such a great feeling, because you would feel the power that he has, to have the knowledge that he has, to know that he is there, and he wants to be with you, and he wants you to be with him. He wants us to take, and no matter what, he wants us to be there. And he gives us that chance. He gives us that opportunity. He was so loving of us that he took and sent his only son to this earth to die for us, so that we did have that opportunity. And because I sinned, he took and created a way that I can come back again. I can take and go out here and mess up and know that he's already forgiven me for that. Now, if I continually keep doing the same thing over and over again because God's going to forgive me, that's completely different. But to know that I don't have to sit here and worry, did I sin today? God's already forgiven me for that. So that's the one that is just, he wants us that bad, that he's going to take care of us no matter what we do, as long as we are looking to him for his love and his guidance. So those are the four things that we know, even though we have this unchanging world, or this changing world, due to our technology, due to people, there are the four things that have always been here. The number one thing that's always been here, which I put it last for that reason, because I wanted to spend a little bit more time on it, but God is number one. God is the one thing that has always existed. Then we have, he created the heavens, we have a hell, and there is sin. But the greatest of all things that we need to know that all has always been here is God. And God will be for us. And if God is for us, who else can be against us? I took and started this thinking about this lesson it's been 3 weeks now. And I thought about it and figured out how I was going to do it. And it's just one of those things that no matter how much, hopefully somebody got something out of it, got something out of the lesson today, but no matter how much you got out of it, I can tell you I got more, because I learned more through studying to get this lesson than what I can actually probably convey to people. That's the one great thing about being up here, is that you actually learn more about God and what he wants for us as the more you study. And luckily this does force me to study. I can't do it by osmosis. I wish I could. It'd be awesome to take and put this Bible and go, okay, now I know everything that God wants. I know everything that God wants me to do. Unfortunately, that didn't work. If it did, I'd have had straight A's in college from falling asleep. But the one thing is we always know that God is with, if we can remember, God is with us. God is going to be there for us through the hard times. He's there through the good times. There was a, kind of getting off subject, but there was a painting that I used to see. You would see a footsteps walking along the beach. And there was two sets of footprints. And then there was one, and then there was two again. And the basis of that painting was, man would ask God, why did you leave me when I was struggling? I saw one set of footsteps when I was struggling through this life. Why did you leave me? God said, I never left you. I was carrying you. So that's as we take and go over about our lives, we do need to remember that God is there for us, that He will help us through the hard times. He's there through the good times. He wants to let us be our own people. But when He is needed, He will be there to carry us through if we just look to Him for guidance and for love. At this time, if anyone needs to come forward for any reason, they need prayers of the church, if they wish to be baptized, or if there's anything we can do for you at all, if you would, I wish you'd please come as we stand and sing the invitation song.